You're listening to a podcast from 702. Yesterday,
I picked up an article. It was on Reuters, but also reprinted by Business Report. It was talking about the Nigerians and this issue of visas. And they say Nigeria will process all tourist and business visas within 2 days. That's according to the Vice President's office. Applicants will be notified whether their visas will be issued or rejected within 48 hours, with the change to take immediate effect. Now, the move follows the launch in March of a system aimed at enabling business executives to apply for a visa online and collect it on arrival 48 hours later. And this issue of the visas affects South Africa. Somebody, Rich, actually sent me an email responding to this article that we were discussing, saying, listening to your show now around this visa-free business travel, South Africa is woefully behind the times and seems intent on being short-sighted about the impact of business travel on the economy. For an economy that needs jobs and offers relatively good operating infrastructure, the country's home office seems to go out of its way to frustrate business people. My company has invested north of 20 million rand in South African businesses, pays taxes and spends easily 10 million rand in taxes, and yet we have had to ask DTI to intervene in simple home office visa application for business. What is the story here? Let's turn to Bjorn van Niekerk. He's Operations Director for Integrate Immigrations. Bjorn, good morning.
Good morning.
So the story was about the visa openness across our continent, and people are suggesting that South Africa is way behind. What are your experiences?
Look, we certainly have our concerns when it comes to people contacting business in South Africa. And really, there's a differential between people coming to visit South Africa for short-term business stays and those actually wishing to invest in and establish businesses in South Africa for a longer-term purpose. For example, you know, we're not having too many problems in terms of people coming here to conduct business. For many people, they just need to declare their intention, apply for the necessary visa to come and conduct business with South Africans. But the problem normally comes into it when a person wants to establish a business here in South Africa, where there's quite a lot of red tape, a lot of regulations to meet in terms of getting approval from the Department of Trade and Industry. Mm. And that can certainly frustrate those who want to conduct legitimate business in South Africa.
Sure, you know, but the Department of Home Affairs will probably say to you, look, it's such a tricky balance because on one hand, South Africans are saying, well, you know, you're not going to allow anyone just to come in and set up shop here. You've got to make sure that the people that come in are people with good intentions and all of those issues. And on the other, of course, you're saying that business people are saying we get frustrated trying to get into this market.
Look, I certainly agree with the Department of Home Affairs in that regard. Look, South African immigration laws need to protect South Africa. And you know, the visas that people, that South Africa issue are not for the benefit of the applicant entirely. It's more to protect South Africa's resources and economy. You know, we personally don't have much of a problem with the laws itself. It's just the delivery thereof. You know, timeframes of making decisions and getting outcomes out can certainly be improved and streamlined so that, you know, when a legitimate person meets the criteria, they can get that result quicker and be able to come and conduct business in South Africa. Obviously, we know that checks and balances need to be made, you know, from the relevant parties, such as the Department of Trade and Industry, Department of Home Affairs, Department of Labor, etc. But we certainly believe that this can be streamlined and made a little bit more efficient. Although, in saying this, there have been strides made recently and vast improvements made in this regard with initiatives set up between the Department of Home Affairs and the Department of Trade and Industry.
All right, Bjorn, listen, I must thank you very much for coming through. That's Bjorn van Niekerk, he's Operations Director for Integrate Immigration.